John Cusack defends NBC reporter scolded by Trump, rot in hell, Mr. President. By David Ng on March 20, 2020. Actor John Cusack has told President Donald Trump to rot in hell after the commander-in-chief scolded an NBC News reporter during Friday's White House press conference on the coronavirus pandemic. The high-fidelity star was reacting to a testy exchange between President Trump and NBC News White House correspondent Peter Alexander. Cusack, who is a Bernie Sanders supporter, tweeted out a clip of the conference, but the video didn't include crucial parts of the exchange in which the reporter suggested that the president was deceiving the American people. "Rot in hell, Mr. President," John Cusack said, responding to a tweet posted by the far-left Pod Save America account. During the exchange, NBC News' Peter Alexander suggested that President Trump was giving Americans false hope about the country's response to the global pandemic. "It is possible that your impulse to put a positive spin on things may be giving Americans a false sense of hope about our level of preparedness right now?" Alexander asked. "No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Such a lovely question," President Trump answered, before continuing to talk about the malaria drug chloroquine, which some believe could be effective in treating COVID-19. The reporter followed up by asking the president what he would say to Americans who are scared right now. "What do you say to Americans who are scared, though?" Alexander continued. "I guess, nearly 200 dead, 14,000 who are sick, millions as you witnessed who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?" President Trump replied, "I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think that's a very nasty question, and I think that's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people." The president continued, "The American people are looking for answers and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism, and the same with NBC and Comcast. I don't call it Comcast, I call it Comcast, for whom you work. Let me just tell you something, that's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism." NBC News is a division of NBCUniversal, which is owned by Comcast. Far-left filmmaker Rob Reiner also weighed in on the exchange, tweeting that President Trump exhibited severe mental instability and scared U.S. all shitless. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.